Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Harriet's Journal from Michael Springthorpe is an endearing animal story, imaginative and charming, called the book with a tender heart and wonderful storyline. On a dark night on a dark road in northern Los Angeles, oncoming white light suddenly slanted when askance from the roadway. But the vehicle didn't stop. Instead, it immediately regained its straight-on trajectory and came again towards them and thundered by. They continued on 100 yards, and there they beheld, for the reason for the vehicle's plunge from the road, a sight that would lead them after many days and pathways to the magic discovery of Harriet's Journal. Michael is an Australian writer, musician, and tutor. He presently lives in Los Angeles with his wife, Kate, and many babies. Michael Springthorpe, author of Harriet's Journal, is our guest on This Week in America. Michael, I'm anxious to talk with you. I love the concept of the book. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rick. It's good to be here.
What is the inspiration? Give me the background on this story.
Well, pretty much the introduction to a meeting with Harriet was from an incident that, whereby we observed from a great distance this road. Well, was it an accident?
Yes.
We observed it, and then a little while later, we didn't know what quite it was. Just had seen this car take avoiding action, and then we found the little possum in the middle of the road where he'd been hit by the car and left. And he was on his hind legs, pouring at the pain that she was suffering, and
yes,
it was just a very sad sight to see her in such pain and agony.
Well, yeah, your reaction is interesting. Talk about that and what you did and what led to your book, Harriet's Journal.
My immediate reaction was to try and help her, and it was a very dark road, and so I wanted to get her off the road. That was the most thought we had at the time, and anyway, I jumped out of my car, and I was sort of ushered her off the road, partly with her pulling her tail, and partly she was semi-conscious. And anyway, we rescued her, got her off the road, and then tried to find a help for her, but I couldn't get any vets to take her in, because she was classified as an exotic animal. In other words, they were worried they wouldn't get paid.
Exactly. Yes.
And that led to her, culminated in us bringing her home and caring for her from there on. And after a couple of years, I wrote the story. It was more than just the rescue, but that was the beginning of it.
Well, yeah, that's what got this
relationship.
And there was this relationship. With us on the program is Michael Springthorpe. His book is Harriet's Journal. You find it at Amazon, the usual places books are sold. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to get information on the book. How did this whole idea for the book take place? Was this something you thought about maybe in the beginning, keeping a journal, or did this evolve as you were going through this recovery process with Harriet?
Yeah, no, it was something, the idea of the journal, yeah, that was all, somebody suggested I write about it. It was a couple of years after I think it was from a friend's suggestion.
Yes.
And the rest just came from that, beginning with the accident and the And it was about.
It was
basically from that suggestion.
Yeah, and I mentioned this. I think you said relationship. Talk about that, because this was, you know, I guess what a rescue, but it evolved into much more than that. And you go into great detail. It's such a wonderful book that you've written, Harriet's Journal. Talk about how this relationship, I almost said a friendship, and maybe it falls into that category as well. How did this evolve between you, your family, and Harriet?
Well, it's just it was a longer term thing. I mean, I kind of imagined in the morning. I mean, so often animals don't recover from the shock of such a kind of impactful accident, and we were not. She looked so bad the night we brought her home, and didn't really think that she wasn't sure that she would be alive. But once we realized that she was strong enough to recover, then it was just over a period of time we had that she changed from an accident victim into a pet relationship. It was just,
I was going to say, almost a family member, wasn't it, at that point? The attachment that you had. Michael Springthorpe, author of the book Harriet's Journal, is with us on the program. We're talking about that. You know, it's interesting that as human beings, we can feel pain. Yet why is it that for many, we're unable to comprehend that animals can feel pain as well? Do you find that's true? I mean, they have emotions, it seems like, just like we do.
They have a what?
They have emotions. Yeah. They feel pain just like we do.
Well, this is one of the great things. It's really, if not the greatest thing, that has come out of people's reaction to the book. I mean, it's a very great human misgiving mistake to see animals non-sentient beings, as though they don't have a consciousness on a similar level to human beings, and it's an excuse for people often to be cruel or unkind in some way, and especially in the case of possums in this country, there's such a great negative idea about them. And it gives people a chance to operate at this perception of them as being unfeeling and non-sentient. And in fact, they're a great help to the great ecological, environmental helpmates, which is only gradually being understood in this country.
Well, you address some of those myths and talk about that. This is possums. We really tend to treat them poorly, and it certainly seems unjustified, doesn't it?
Well, it's a mythology that's grown grown up with
the
clash between the human settlement expansion and the meeting of one species and another and to another, because of the expansions of the cities and towns. And the thing is that opossums are great with they're like a groundskeeper for humans in suburban environments. I mean, they are omnivorous, and which means they kind of eat anything, and they are also therefore they'll eat in your garden rotted fruit or snails and slugs or that kind of. But they're also really great tick destroyers, which given the prevalence of Lyme disease, and, which is believed to be borne by tick. It's ticks. It's something really advantageous for possums to be in the environment and to destroy these adverse.
Yes. Michael Springthorpe is our guest. We're talking about his book, Harriet's Journal. In Harriet's Journal, you really get into Harriet's mind and feelings, sort of trying to present her point of view. Talk about that and what that was like. You were that close that, you know, as you read this, you sense that you really know what she's thinking, what her feelings are.
Well, how can I say? Yeah, I have this understanding with animals, and
yes.
In this case, it kind of manifests in those kind of perceptions that she was having of the world around her, and I mean, I suppose some was. I think human beings often decry those qualities in animals, so their perception about the world around them, and not saying that they know everything in the same way that humans, quote unquote, know everything. it's definitely a quality in terms of the relationship between animals and humans that a greater understanding by human beings of the relationship with animals would be most beneficial for.
I mentioned that you were from Australia. Is there a different bonding, a relationship, a feeling for animals in Australia than you see here in the U.S.?
Well, yeah, there is a great affinity with the natural world there. I mean, to that extent, it's Australians are more. How can I say? Actually, the possums in Australia are different to the possums here. They are a different species, but nonetheless, they have a close relationship in terms of coming into the environment where humans are and causing similar problems that people get freaked out about, seeing a little creature running around in their attic or something.
Yes, exactly.
They don't know about it. They're ignorant of it, so they panic, they freak out. They want to keep their houses and environments safe. Inverted commas, safe, that they resort to the kind of ridiculous things that people do here, a lot of people, not saying everybody, but a lot do in keeping this house safe from vermin, that sort of stupid idea about so the disease-carrying and disadvantageous.
Yes.
These ideas about carrying, the ideas of rabies and those kind of things. But there's a myth that these things are spread by opponents. That's all rubbish. I mean, it's just. Those things are not scientifically proven.
That's why this book is so valuable, because it does, you know, it shares your experience, but it opens our eyes to the animal world, in this particular case, possums. And the book we're talking about by Michael Springthorne is Harriet's Journal. Talk a little bit about it. We've got a couple minutes left in the program, but it's gone by quickly. Talk about how she adapted to humans being there and helping her nurse back into life. What was her reaction to to, how did she fare at the hands of the rescuers?
Well, obviously it would be a freaking experience for her.
Being, yes.
But I tried to cover, I tried to show those things in the book that would be, that there'd be a gradual understanding of, between human and the, between her and the rescuers, as she began to perceive what situation she was really in. Obviously, a bit, she would freak out a bit, but overall, the animal human relationship is manifests very naturally.
That, yes. Talk about, the in writing the book, I've read reviews where, in fact, a number of people said, boy, this is a, should be part of an educational program. This is something that should be done in wildlife programs, something that should be done in schools, that type of thing. What is your hope for the book, Harriet's Journal? What do you hope the message is from this book?
Well, I think it's something be great. Well, we have had several schools that have purchased the book, and one particular incident, I met a group of school elementary school children that by Skype, and we conversed about there in North Carolina, and once again, that thing of their relationship and their understanding with possums was manifest, and they, and I'm sure it's just a great, I mean, as a great introduction, or
yes, yes,
comment about animals and humans, and once again, this.
It's not like a textbook.
Well,
you've been there with that relationship, and that has to, you know, resonate when you're talking, especially with a younger audience, because this is, again, it's not a textbook. It's something that you've actually experienced. I got a minute or so left here. What has this been like, the whole Harriet journey in writing Harriet's Journal and what you went through? What impact has that had on you?
Oh, sorry, that's my Raven Edgar in the background.
I was going to say, it sounds like another animal in the background there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's been great. I have had lots and lots of requests to write a sequel, and which I have almost finished. And,
oh, great.
It's been a great, it's been great to have the response of people to it, because, as I said before, this is something marked in the United States. This bias against possums exists in a lot of cases. It's gradually changing, because, and I'm hoping Harris Journal has had something to do with that. That people perceive them differently. This traditional or older idea that they were negative, dangerous, and a lot of other freaky things is nonsense. And it's great to see this attitudes slowly changing, and to understand that they're great in the environment and great ambassadors for a better environment. And it's time that people stood up and understood all this.
Well, you've done so much to help those attitudes change by writing the book, Harriet's Journal. Mm-hmm. Michael Springthorpe is the author and our guest on the program. You'll find the book at Amazon, Author House, the usual places to buy books.
Barnes & Noble, in
all the usual places. It's there. It's Harriet's Journal, Michael Springthorpe. I'll spell that if you're going to Google it. It's SPRINGTHORPE. You'll go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to information on the book Michael has written. Michael, congratulations on a job well done, a book that's going to open and has already opened so many eyes. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Well, it's great. Yeah, well, thank you very much, Rick, and good to talk with you.
Thank you. Look forward to the sequel. I understand that that's something you're working on, and hopefully we can talk about that
as
well.
Yes, and also, well, there's another book I'll have probably released before the sequel, but just in the pre-production.
Perfect.
A Frog in His Really Cool Sandals. It's called, but it's quite.
I like it already. I'm looking forward to talking about that as well. The particular book we're talking about today by Michael Springthorpe is Harriet's Journal. You'll find all the information at Amazon, the usual places. Find out more by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.